A little kid was praying in his room with his arms raised up to heaven. He said, I'm here to turn myself in.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A question for you. When you hear people laughing, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to join in, don't you? You want to find out what they're laughing about. Here's another question. What's something that terrifies most Christians and those who aren't Christians? I think it's witnessing, telling others what God has done. I had the privilege of speaking to 400 ladies in Niagara Falls, not in the falls, but you know what I mean. I've always found it ironic to be asked to speak at a ladies' convention because back in high school, when I desperately wanted to speak with women, they would not give me the time of day, nor would they return my calls. Now that I'm a happily married balding man, I'm asked often to speak with them, and it's a joy. It's always been a dream of mine to be in a room filled with ladies and all of them listening to me. When I told them this, they laughed, thankfully. In fact, we laughed a lot together as I talked about kids and tough times and about Jesus. On the Sunday morning, I noticed a gentleman sneaking into the room at the back and sitting there. Afterward, he came to me and he told me what had happened. He said, I play in the bar band in the hotel. We played until 2 a.m., but I couldn't sleep this morning, so I got up and walked around. I heard laughter, so I asked one of the ladies, can I come in? She said, sure. I couldn't believe when I found out you were a bunch of Christians, he said. I didn't think of that when I thought of Christians. I also thought that church was boring. He held out a piece of paper. He'd been taking notes, writing down Bible verses. My parents live in Boston, he said. They've been praying for years that I'd come home to Jesus. That's the way they put it. Their prayers were answered this morning. I'm always amazed and grateful when God does what God does best, makes people aware of how awesome He is. And yes, sometimes God even uses laughter to bring people to Himself. I believe that laughter is a powerful magnet to the kingdom of God. I've seen it when I speak and write. Humor breaks down barriers and smuggles ideas into people's hearts like few vehicles I know. One of my greatest joys is speaking to secular audiences, not preaching at them, but making them laugh and then telling them about things that matter. One of my books is called Laughing Matters. A New Yorker wrote to say he was reading it in a restaurant and got laughing so hard he was embarrassed. A man in the restaurant got up, came over, and dropped a $20 bill on the table and said, I'd like to buy that book from you. I need a laugh. A lady in Iceland emailed this to me. I was reading your book in the living room, and I was laughing so much that my husband came from the other room. He's not a follower of Jesus. He said, I thought that was a Christian book. He's since read the book, so have our children. But how sad. In reading the Bible, I simply cannot find this long-faced Christianity. Read the book of Acts carefully, and you'll notice how many times the word joy is used as the church explodes with growth. Peter, in his famous Acts 2 sermon, quotes the psalmist, You will fill me with joy in your presence. Saul was dragging believers off to prison, trying to destroy the church, but Acts 8 tells us that there was great joy in that city. Later, Saul becomes Paul. Acts 14 has Barnabas and Paul telling the crowd that God has shown himself to them in three ways. He's given them rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides them with plenty of food. And He fills their hearts with joy. Has God done that? Has He filled you with joy? May it overflow. Singer and actress Bette Midler said, If somebody makes me laugh, I'm his slave for life. Laughter is a gift we've ignored for too long. So go ahead, open the gift, pass it on today.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.